So we got layered socks and whatnot. Thatcher did the Reese Across America a couple weeks ago with the Sea Cadets. And I feel like Thatcher and the mayor are together every weekend now. It's great. And Bruce Tarr and whatnot. I'm not nearly as cool as my son, but his feet were freezing. And you know how when you get cold and you can't recover? And he was he's a pretty tough kid, but he was miserable. His toes were really cold. So the one thing I knew we had to get for the Patriots is better socks. Yeah, I know we need some of those. He's got bogs, but I want your extra tough.
What's in there?
No, the extra tough. These ones, my feet are not warm in these.
No.
My feet are very, very warm in these.
Oh, my kids have bogs.
These ones are bogs.
Oh, muck boots.
Oh, these are mucks, but it's the same thing as a bog.
Yeah, so that's what they're going to wear. But I was worried about the socks. And I was thinking of you, Joey, in Nelson's looking at socks. So they don't make even for Christmas, I was at Dick's and other places looking for, I used to just call them Ragwool socks, right? Yeah, I grew up with the L.L. Bean Ragwool socks.
They have them. They sell them in L.L. Bean.
Yeah.
Merino wool.
Well, so that's what I know you did a big thing about merino wool years ago, and so that's what I was looking for, trying to figure out what would wick away the.
It's all.
You know.
It's all. I was just
so cotton's bad, right? And merino wool is good.
Can I tell you where to go? Not for today, but in the future, the only. Well, go to Nelson's.
Yeah.
If you can't find the size, Sierra Trading Post.
Yeah. Mm. I just got them some new jackets there. They always have great sales, too. I got all their Helly Hansen.
Do you know that Marshalls owns that?
No, I had no
idea. TJX owns.
You know what, though? I just, now that you say that, I went on a few times because I'm a wicked bargain shopper, and I got the boys' Helly Hansens, and I got Finn two different types, and then they came in the mail. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute. I have to get one of those for Thatcher, too. And I went back on it at the top, we'll do Gap, Old Navy, Athletica, all the. Banana Republic are all owned by the same place, and when I went on to say our trading post, that's what it had. It had Home Goods, yeah. Marshalls, TJX, and I was like, it's weird. I had never noticed it before. So
yeah.
If you look at wool under a microscope, it has all these air pockets that. So you look at the fiber, and it has all these pockets, and that's what traps the air. If you look at cotton under the microscope, it's just all these little fluffy things twisted together. So it doesn't really. That's why cotton doesn't work nearly as well as wool does.
Cotton also, when you sweat, it doesn't wick that.
It doesn't wick it away.
Moisture is the worst.
Yeah.
What do you do to keep your boys' fingers warm?
So I packed six different pairs of gloves because I just got a great pair, what I thought was a great pair of Under Armour gloves.
Yeah.
And they're not listening, so I can say this. They're useless. My hands freeze in them. So I packed six different pairs. I haven't mastered the art of which gloves to
wear.
What
are those?
Okay, so these right here, I'll take a picture. I'll do a post about these. At Nelson's.
Yep.
Talitha recommended these to me. For fishing or working in the lobster tanks, see how the cuff just goes to just over your wrist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For lobster, for Captain Joe and Son's purposes, when we're going down into the tanks, this doesn't go
far
enough. But there is this glove, let me just say, the Kinko, KINCO, Hydro Flector, number 1786P. It's a lime green glove with a black front, but it has check out the interior part. It has this fluffy type of material that creates like an air pocket. So when you put them on, great glove. I haven't shoveled in them.
Huh.
I wonder if they'd be too hot for shoveling.
Hmm.
But if you're going to a game, they're not all that attractive. But for a Patriots game, I would think that these would be really good.
Yeah.
I just got.
I am worried about their hands.
Because see, I can use my camera with these gloves.
Yeah.
But they're not keeping my fingers really.
Yeah, that's my challenge. Good gloves for their photography outdoors.
Yeah. I tried six different kinds at Christmas time because I was ordering so much stuff. I was just keep trying. But these are the best of the best. But they aren't working.
I'm keeping
them warm.
Yeah, right. I know I might have to go back because that's the one thing I'm worried about. We have hand warmers and all that, but it's just once you get cold, you can't not be cold.
And once your fingers get frozen, you got to get in. You have to go somewhere warm to get them back to normal. Then you can go back out again. But
yeah.
I'm just putting it in. Awesome at Nelson's.
Hey, you were talking about New Year's Eve, but what people's plans are. But before we go back to that, I wanted to read this when we were talking to Ian about photos, and I was thinking of Kim's photos. I don't take nearly as many, or certainly not as great a photo as a lot of your contributors, but I had those sea smoke photos, of Pigeon Cove Harbor, and I can't post people's comments, so this one hasn't posted
yet.
All of a sudden, but somebody wrote something really nice, and I wanted to share it just because it goes for all of you. But and I won't say her name, but she wrote, thank you for sharing these photos. I'm not housebound, but I no longer drive, so it's great for me to be able to see photos of places I cannot get to easily anymore. I appreciate all that you do. So awesome. That goes for all the contributors. I thought that was really great.
What was
you don't
her
think
name?
Of things
I'll
like that.
Put it in.
What, her name? I wasn't going to share her name, but you want me to?
Yeah.
All right, it's going to take me a minute.
So our contributors have been getting, Craig got one. Did you get it yet?
I can't do it on my phone, but I can do it on my computer.
Do you only do how do you...
I haven't tried on my phone. It was only on my computer that I can't do it.
Tell the readers what we're talking about.
In the past week or so, it seems like one by one, the contributors are getting notifications that they are not allowed
to
moderate their own comments.
Right.
When people place comments in.
So when I get that, then I just switch over to my computer and I can do it from my computer.
You can do it.
Right.
Marty texted me, emailed me that he couldn't do it. Craig.
Right. It's a stupid.
Nicole and now I hear you. Did you tell me that?
Yeah. No, I didn't tell you. But I think it's a WordPress problem, and it's so stupid. It goes, "Oops."
Yeah.
You're not allowed to moderate these comments.
And then it says, "Reach out to your administrator," which Joey loves.
No. I don't.
Because it's usually like, "Let me Google that for you." You know, I'm like, "I swear, I tried."
No. So I was home yesterday, and I don't have a computer at the house. I only have my iPad and my phone.
Do you want me
to do posts? So I was trying to go through this my administration panel on those things, and it wasn't. I went to where I thought I'd be able to see what box got checked off or something.
And
I couldn't see anything. That I'll have to reach out to the moderators the people, the help desk at WordPress, and see
WordPress.
What the hell that's.
So it happened on a bad day because it was when I had said, "What would you put in this empty retail space?" So just
there was a ton
a
of
funny
comments.
Day. It was like 900 comments. So I was like, "Sorry, Joey, that you had to."
I don't mind. I don't mind. It's just that, like I said before, I don't. I'm not as 24/7 focused
right.
on the blog.
On the blog, as you used to be.
Did you find that lady's
name?
Yeah.
So her name was Anita Anger.
She writes very nice
comments.
Yeah,
so it was just nice of her to, but A-N-G? I thought of everyone who spends...
Are you sure it's A-N-G-E-R?
Yeah.
Is there no you in there?
No. Not.
Anger.
Not, I know, right?
Okay.
And she's not very angry at all.
No,
she's lovely, but I thought that was nice, and it, for all those people who think we get paid for doing this and whatnot, it just, it reiterates that we do it for a reason, and my kids are so used to, me stopping and pulling over to like get that shot all the time. But that day I had a friend's child in the car and I'm like, "Sorry, Cade, this is what we do." And he's like, "What are you doing?" Taking photos, but that's why we do it for people.
Part one and part two. That's how I'm going to handle this. I'm not going to put them together.
Oh, okay.
It's going to save me two hours of editing.
If there's a problem.
If there's a
problem, there might not even be a problem, right?
Well, there's not going to be a problem. I have both files.
Okay.
So what happened was that I said my iPad ran out of space.
Mm-hmm.
So I paused it, saved the first one, because I didn't want to go and mess around with settings and potentially lose the first 35 minutes of the podcast.
Been there, done that.
Right. Me and you've done that, yeah.
I think my first five that happened. What's going on?
Oh, we were drinking then, too.
Mm.
It's a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Recurring theme with you.
And then we stopped for years. We never drank again after those.
I know. That was a good one we did at the rum line.
Yeah, that got taken down real quick.
Real quick.
So you were talking about New Year's Eve. You asked me what I was doing. We're just
going
to the Patriots, and then we'll probably stay home. Although we might go to the mile marker, and I want to go back to that in a minute. But ask Ian what he's doing tonight, and then Kim, and then say what you're doing tonight.
So Sunday is Argentine Tango night for my wife and I. Lisa and I dance up at the Boston Argentine Tango Society. So we're doing a party. There's a party up there, so Lisa and I will be dancing tonight.
That's awesome.
So what is this you do? It's like ballroom dancing?
My wife is a ballroom dancer. Lisa's a ballroom dancer and a modern dancer. And I also do Argentine tango with her. So it's
I know that's
can
great.
We can,
what?
Are there any YouTube videos of this of you guys dancing?
Probably. I probably could dig something.
Oh, you oh, need. Wow, you so need.
Guest contributor of
oh,
the
oh, yes.
Video
oh,
clip.
Oh, yes. Oh, I yes. Let's go.
Joey,
right.
Wow.
Joey's on the trail.
How
that.
Did we not open with that? How did we not know? An so, hour later.
So that's our night. So we'll be dancing the night away.
That's a great way to bring in the new year.
Yeah.
That is. Wow. I have to do a YouTube search. Okay, so that's fantastic. Any dinner plans? Or
no, not really. You know, probably do something at the house and then jump out to the city.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm just making a nice dinner at home because last night was our anniversary celebration at Duckworth.
Is Alex working?
I think he's going to be off, so I'll probably be making dinner for everybody. And, yeah.
Baby Charlotte.
Oh my God.
She's so adorable. I want to bite all her face. Chandler, my mother.
Every minute that Jessica is, Duckworth is closed. She works at Duckworth, so they're closed for a month. And then she's starting school, so I was like, do you still need me to babysit on Friday? So I'm happy. Oh, yeah, because she starts school. So
of course, yeah.
So I still get my Fridays.
But you said that
Friday fix.
You said that Duckworth's let you know that they actually have a 5:30 and an 8:30 seating available.
Well, so the Ken does it 5:30 and 9, I think it is.
Okay.
And they had some last minute cancellations. So we always sit at the bar because we love Michelle and we love to talk to her. So and they were she was calling people, but they still have a few openings. So I would definitely
surprising to me. By the time this airs, I'm gonna I'll put the telephone number. In the show notes, and people try. A lot of people like me.
Right.
Well, actually, I had plans, but you might not even think to try because you think it's completely impossible.
Like we just booked our Valentine's Day reservation there last night when we were there. So, but we had a tremendously fantastic dinner last night, and I kind of like our anniversary is December 30th, so. Yeah. And then oftentimes we go to Rockport on the 31st and do all that, but we're not.
Yeah.
We're not doing any of that.
Yeah.
I'll stay home and knit on Baby Charlotte's stocking. That's what I'm
going to
do.
Aww. Baby Charlotte. Okay, so here's the number. You can make your reservation. I love when they do, I don't know how you say it. How do you say PRIXFIXE?
Prefixed, that's how I say it. Prefixed.
Prefixed or prefix?
I just say prefix. I'm sure it's not right.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it is right.
Like the menu, you mean?
Yeah,
they have
yeah.
I say prefix.
FIXE. I always feel they kind of want to say it wrong.
I throw a D in there. I just say prefixed, but that's
probably. So, anyway, we're going to. I've been working, September, October, November. My busiest time of the year, so I haven't gone. We haven't really gone out for a nice dinner for a while, and I'm a big fan of Price Fix dinners, passports, wine dinners, or all those wine dinner type things are a great take.
Yeah.
And they are doing one at when they found out that they were doing one at Feather and Wedge, we called immediately, and it sounds of bananas. Let me just see. I'm gonna read it off. They're gonna have. They have mushroom soup, truffle oil with black pepper, wrapped figs, baked Standish shore oysters, beet carpaccio salad, Caesar salad, sirloin steak, au poivre, one of my favorites, seared scallops. I had the seared scallops there this summer.
They are very, very good.
Bananas. I got to tell Mike Codere about this. He loves that. Ratatouille tart. Then for dessert, pine nut tart, sticky toffee pudding cake, a warm flourless chocolate budino.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So
they have reservations available as well. 978-999-5917.
Can I ask what the price is for that?
$75 per person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Champagne, cocktails, and fun.
Wow.
So
all the wine you can drink with dinner?
I'm not sure about that part.
Oh yeah, what's that picture you posted from the north end, right there, that one. That looks so.
Oh, good. That's what you know.
Oh my God.
Anthony posted that.
Oh, that's him.
Yeah, that's Anthony Catarano from Tano, also owns Prezza in the North End, and they get their lobsters here.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
And Anthony is very specific about the grade of lobster that he wants. Mm-hmm. He only gets hard shell pound and a half. Hard shell pound and a half are very expensive,
right.
But he doesn't care. He wants the best.
Yeah.
Like some places don't get hard. You know. It's a lot of work for the chefs too.
I personally like the softer shells better. But
I like soft shells for I think there's a sweetness to them.
Yeah, I think so too.
But hard shell definitely have more meat in them per pound.
Yes, I noticed that because usually I get the soft shells, and recently I got a semi-hard shell from you, and I noticed it does
more
does
meat.
Have,
right?
It does have more meat.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite as. I mean, it was all fabulous.
Oh yeah.
We're just talking about tiny grades of fabulousness here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the let me just see. So then he put a picture of this lobster ravioli
with potato and mascarpone cheese. Oh my God, that looks so amazing.
Looks bananas. So there's that.
Yeah, I'm glad you posted that. That looks really good.
I haven't been there in a while. Well, other than the lunch that you and I did together.
Yeah.
Feather and Wedge. I put the number for there. Tano is in town. Nicole, you brought this up. I said what we're doing. I'd like to say this also. I don't have the kids this year. That's why we're going out for dinner.
Yeah.
But I am at that stage in my life where I'd be just fine hanging out with kids, playing a few board games.
Yeah.
And Madeline and I stayed up for midnight last year, which I hadn't done that in a whole long time. But it's something. Easy. There's something nice about staying home on New Year's Eve too.
I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's easy for Tom to stay up to midnight. It's really hard for me to stay up to midnight. So.
It's difficult. Yeah. But Madeline, she had never done it before, so she had told me it was something that she really wanted to do with me. And everybody was, they were all dropping like flies around us. Kate and Eloise and Connor, like boom, boom, boom.
She
was determined. Aww. And we were sitting there like this at the end. Bleary eyed. But we did it.
Awesome.
We did it. Nicole, you brought this up. This is they did a big renovation at Mile Marker. And it's like, is it a separate restaurant or separate but. Or newly renovated, or how would you classify it?
Funny you should ask. So Joe and I were talking the other day because we spend a lot of time there at the pool with the kids.
No brainer.
Right? So whenever I do a post, or even for the Bluefin Blowout, which we do a lot of posts for, I always get confused about what to call the place. So it's he explained it, which you probably already know, but he explained it very, very well, so now I'm not confused anymore. It's the Cape Ann's Marina Resort. Is obviously the hotel and the resort. Mile Marker means everything that has to do with food and beverage. And within the Mile Marker, you have the Aqua Room, which is the pool room, the Compass Room that you can rent upside, the bridge deck where your birthday party was, outside, and then there used to be the dining room behind the pool. Well, they closed off that dining room and did tons of renovations, and now they've reopened it, and it's gorgeous.
So that's
that's called the River View dining room behind the pool. And then at the end of that, they have a really great, maybe 16 stools, a really great bar that is just really gorgeous and really a great view of the Annisquam River. And you can sit there, and when the warm weather comes back, you can they have a curtain that will go across from the dining space to the bar space, and it will be another component of the Mile Marker that you can rent separately. So you could rent that bar area, and there's a small deck on that side. I think it's called the Sunset Deck, and you can rent those two areas now too. So,
what's the new area going to be called?
I believe he did a big thing on Facebook, and I believe that they landed with the Riverview Dining Room and the Riverview Bar.
Bar, okay. Yeah.
Because it's obviously right along the river, but it's really pretty. It's really,
really
a nice white, all you know, really great light space,
mm-hmm.
and great for people who are staying at the hotel this time of year who can't be outside, which is where obviously you would be if the weather was nice. To not have to sit in that pool area. I mean, we spend a lot of time in the pool area, and we need to be in there because we have children in the pool, so, you know, obviously you stick by the kids. But for people who want to go over there and not be in the humid pool area, they have this gorgeous new space.
I'm going to say this.
Wow.
No better take. You know how I say in the summer, Schooner Landing is my go-to?
Yes.
I say there's no better take if you have young children than mile marker pool.
Yeah.
If you're an adult.
So do you have to be a member to do that?
No, day Joe passes. Does it. You can do a day pass, but you can also, they're really catering to not only their hotel guests, but to Cape Ann residents, and they do it really, really well. I mean, they have something going on over, you know, every day, whether it be like Kids Eat Free Monday or Family Night Tuesday. Or
remember they did last year, they had a special, a February vacation pass.
Yeah.
It was like a one fee for the family.
So we just got that. Well, all the schools have it. So you can go a day pass, like Joey was saying, or you can get a weekly or a monthly pass or a 3-month pass, or school vacation is $59.95 for the whole, 10 days if you count the 2 weekends. You can go come and go as much as you want for that whole 10-day period for $60 for a family of four.
Right.
When you've been housebound or it's just too cold or what, the kids love it. And the food is good.
Yeah.
Like it's pubby food, but it is well done pubby food. Like their pile of nachos could feed four people. Great.
But I don't know any other place where you can go. Like the kids are happy. There's always if you don't go with friends, there's 19 kids, on a good day that they see, and you can sit there and keep an eye on them, but also have lunch and a few drinks and watch a Patriots game on the TV or, if you're not there with people,
It's a no-brainer. I say my number one winter no-brainer if you have kids looking for something to do.
To look for those specials. I mean, Joe and his staff are doing really great things over there to make it affordable and fun. They just gave away Patriots tickets last night, and they have a New Year's Eve thing going on, family fun night for New Year's Eve with kids.
I'm gonna reach out to him.
Yeah,
so file all this away from a baby Charlotte.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So Kim, we were just outside, and you were taking some photographs of the boat encased in ice.
Yeah, it was extraordinary to see, because it was you've probably seen it more often, but I see the boats encased in ice, but I don't see them working on it usually, and it was just really...
They had to chip away all the... Just to get the boxes of herring, dislodged, they had to chip away.
It was
crazy.
It was kind of phenomenal.
But you were out there in your Canada Goose jacket.
Yes.
Kate's new obsession.
Everything was wonderfully warm except for my fingers.
Aaron McKay made the fatal mistake for me of allowing Kate to try on the Canada Goose jacket. And
see, it's my whoopee, it's my blanket right now.
So it's your whoopee. What model is the one that you have?
I have the Victoria. It's just the classic parka.
So if you go online shopping for this, 800, anywhere you go, it's generally $863 to $875 for this jacket, which is a luxury item. Kim will tell you. Go ahead, you explain it. Because we have a theory about expensive, like UGG boots, UGG slippers. They're expensive, but I would pay double for my UGG slippers if I had to have them, because they're such a game changer.
Yeah.
And Kim feels the same way about this.
So when I bought this coat and also the one for Liv, they were on sale. They don't go on sale anymore because they're so popular now, but they were like $600 or $700 each, I think. But my theory is, if you have a coat for 10 years and that's $70 a year to be totally warm, and there's a reason why filmmakers, cameramen wear these coats, because if you're standing outside photographing or filming for any length of time, because especially if you have to stand in a place, if you're constantly walking, you stay warm. But if you're standing in one place, I mean, I've never been happier with a coat in my whole life. And I used to wear a fur coat to walk on the beach in the winter, like one of my Tom's grandmother's old fur coat. And that worked really well as well. But you couldn't move around in it like you can these. I don't know. I think it's worth every penny. I have zero regrets. Zero, zero regrets. And also, I suggested to you yesterday, you should, if you want, find one that you like at Neiman's or Saks or any of those stores, and then sign up for their emails, and your first order, you get 10 or 15% off, which that takes $100 off there. Absolutely. So, I don't know. I just, in the old days, women all wanted fur coats, and I feel like this is the fur coat.
The modern day.
It's the modern day version of, having a super, super, That's, I think that's my style. Does that say Victoria?
Yeah, that's the Victoria. That's why I looked it up.
Yeah. What color is she looking up at?
Well, I think that she would want the black, but I don't know that we have the money to make it happen right now.
You have a lot of.
We have a lot coming up.
Yeah.
We have a lot.
But I don't know.
I foresee it somewhere down in her future. And don't take that as a buying that for her, because it's not happening right away. But I could see eventually for a special occasion gift that could be something.
Maybe just tell her you'll get half of it or something. I don't know. She'll think of you every time she puts it on.
I know she will. I know she will. No, it's a game changer though,
yes.
And I can appreciate. Yeah. There's certain things in my life that just work, and you have those type of things in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a go to, like if you didn't have it and you had to pay more than you knew. Like the retail was, but that was the only way you'd get it. You'd still pay that much
more. Oh, absolutely.
And she has to travel north a lot too, doesn't she?
Yeah, she travels quite a bit.
I think it would make a beautiful engagement.
Well, and better, you know, to have one really great coat.
It's not going to happen. I'll just tell you right now, it's not happening.
Okay.
I don't want her to get that in her head.
Think about this color, because this is like a beautiful marine blue.
Oh, that is? Really, that's not black?
It's not black.
Oh, okay.
See, that's kind of like a yellowish color.
Now that you mention that.
See, so it goes with black, but I just like the marine blue a little bit.
It's nice.
So,
very nice. There's that. Okay, we talked about Ian. George's car. We went to. So yesterday I had the day off, and I have a group chat with all the guys from the Homie Cast, and I texted out, I'm like, who's up for breakfast? Because Kate was going to the gym. I said, who's up for breakfast? And Krista Wolf said, me and Tyler will meet you. I was taking BJ, my nephew BJ. And he says, me and Tyler will meet you. So I go, where do you want to go? I go, want to go to Pier 23? Want to go to George's? Where do you want to go? He said, George's. I said, okay, we'll meet you. So I went to George's. George's. Phenomenal breakfast in town, just like a bunch of other places, but George's does a really good job.
Yeah.
It was mobbed. Yeah. There was the back room, so they said, go in the back room and wait. And so we go in the back room, there's 25 people waiting, which is good for them,
right.
Awesome for them, but I'm not going to wait for that long. It's just not going to happen. So I made the audible and we went to Pier 23. Went to Pier 23, there was only one table full. And we were the second table there at the same exact time. This is breakfast time in the city during vacation week.
Right.
And have you guys been to Pier 23 yet?
Only for lunch.
I'm dying to go. I haven't been.
It is great.
Alex loves the burgers there.
The burgers are phenomenal. Eric will tell you the burgers are the best in town. Everybody that goes there, there was something on North Shore Eats, that Facebook group did a burger poll, and. It ran away with it. Like, the next closest competitor was, like, they had four times as many votes as the next.
We got to promote them more, because that's... That
well, I told them I'm going to...
Yeah, because that place is, like, the best place that's been there in...
Oh, we do not
years.
Want that place to go
we
away.
I
you know what? I get that. I talk to the owners every time I'm there.
Yeah.
I don't think that place is going anywhere. I don't think we have to worry about
that.
But the only thing I said was... I need to tell people about your breakfast because you do a great breakfast job here. Everybody else is doing good.
Right.
People need to know.
Right.
And here's another thing about it. They have parking. They have winter when there's snow bands and you can't find parking on the street, you can pull into their parking lot and walk in and get a seat.
Their parking lot's awesome.
Think about Pier 23 when you're doing that.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll make that a thing.
We're going to end right here. Kim, you want to do a thank you for the Monarch film?
Yes. To date, we've raised almost $35,000. Mm. And it's really just, I'm so grateful and so appreciative to the community for supporting the film like this. There have been donations from $5 to $10,000. And it's also helped me because now I'm applying to grants and things like that. And for grant makers, grantors like to see that, you know, that you have
some big backers.
Yeah,
like
that
there's that faith. Yeah,
that you have that faith. And I'm just very, 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 very grateful I have all winter stretching before me to work on the film, and I'm just so excited because I can do it knowing that we're going to have a beautiful final cut at the end of the winter. So
beautiful. All right, that's the final podcast for 2017, and we did it on New Year's Eve Day. Thank you guys for coming in. GloucesterCast 258 is in the books. Boom.
Yeah.
Wow. A great year. Yeah. This has been the best year ever.